Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat, and there's this concept called your ideal week. Lots of people have used and thought about this concept, and they teach it to their networks. It's certainly not new, and it's not my idea, but as a curator, I want to bring these great ideas as it relates to creating harmony and happiness to you. I think once we achieve a little more harmony in our busy lives, we can feel happier. And isn't that really the goal after all? The concept of the ideal week is that you pull out a blank weekly calendar that has times in the margin from like 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. or something like that. And you can even like Google a free printable off the internet. So many, you know, searches will come up. You'll be able to find exactly what you want. And once you put in your weekly recurring non-negotiables, you create a visual to see what time is left in the week. For example, if you work a traditional 9-to-5 job, you would block out that time. For my family, we have family meeting at 8 to 8:30 a.m. before I start the drive to school drop-offs. So that time is blocked on my calendar. It's a non-negotiable. And then the next 45 minutes is driving around town. At least it feels like that sometimes. So perhaps you have a standing Wednesday night book club or painting class. If that's a priority, that goes on your ideal week. This also allows you to really think about that book club and ask yourself, is that something I want to spend my time doing in this season? Next, I encourage you to add time for what matters. Perhaps it's your value of connection with others. Do you have time on your calendar for connecting with others? You can time block Thursday nights for connection and make plans with different people each week. Do you need like time to recharge? Maybe it's not actually connecting every week. Maybe you want to look at your calendar of commitments and ask yourself, are you getting enough downtime? Do you need to recalibrate that? So I'm curious, what does your ideal week look like? Where are you finding you have more or less time than you thought? And are you going to make any changes, right? Send me a message at Everyday Happiness with Katie. I'd be happy to help you work through your ideal week, and I'd love some inspiration as well. So until next time, remember, kindness is contagious.